Any volunteers who are feeling particularly strong who want to come and help me this morning? Rachel, do you want to come and help? Well done, brilliant. Just one volunteer. You're all very nervous this morning, aren't you? What am I going to do? Ooh, scary. So Rachel, come up front as you wheelie up. I want a pair of those. They look so cool. Come on up. Okay. Let's see your muscles. How are you feeling? Feeling strong? Okay. So I'm going to just stay over there in the middle. Okay, perfect. Just let me just place you here. Wonderful. I'm going to burden you this morning, Rachel, and just to see how much you can bear. So how's that feeling? Pretty good? Easy. She's got it sorted. Not a problem at all. Okay, let's see what it's like when I just lay a few more burdens on you. How's that feeling? Yeah. Slightly more nervous laugh going on there. Okay. We're going to keep going, Rachel. We're going to keep going. I've done the risk assessment. It's okay. All right. Where's she gone? How does that feel? Not quite sure. Oh, dear. We're getting a bit unbalanced here. Okay, there we go. How many more do you think you can carry? What do you think?
Three
more? Really? Oh, my goodness me. Well, that's fortunate because I've got just three left. Let's see what we can do. Oh, my word. Give her a round of applause. Rachel, how does that feel? Is it quite difficult? You're a bit all over the place, a bit unbalanced, aren't you? And is it quite heavy as well? Would you like to put them down? Drop them. Oh, how does that feel? Does that feel good to have let go of those burdens? It does feel fantastic, doesn't it? Go and sit down. Let's give Rachel a big round of applause. We can have the next picture up on the screen. I don't know how you feel when you're burdened down by different things. There's a few different examples here. What about when you go to the supermarket and you've got bags of shopping in your hands and you're sort of weighed down on one side and weighed down the other, and those horrible plastic bags cut into your hands and then they break and everything falls out the bottom or the handles break and you're so relieved when you get back to your house and you can just put them down and go and have a cup of tea. Or perhaps you go on holiday like this chap who rather ambitiously is taking about 20 suitcases on the right-hand side, and you're so loaded down when you get to the airport, and you're so relieved when you hand your bags over at the baggage counter, and you can lay down your suitcases, lay down your burdens, and just get rid of them. Or perhaps you're moving house, and you've got just boxes and boxes and pianos going through windows and doors and all sorts of different things. And you've got those burdens and you feel so weighed down and you're glad to put those burdens down. Most of us, if you have the next picture, probably haven't had burdens quite like this chap. That's it, Eddie the Beast. Eddie the Beast. Has he got to say it like that? Can we say that? Eddie the Beast. Eddie the Beast Hall. He's a bit of a record breaker, Eddie the Beast. He 2015 actually, Eddie lifted, this is a picture of him doing it, he lifted, get this, right, 73 stone. Well, I was impressed. 73 stone, that's what he's doing there. He's deadlifting, 70, just lifting it up like that. 73 stone, that is 1,020 pounds. I'm quite impressed. I don't know if anybody else could get anywhere near that. I might be able to lift 7 stone, possibly, but 73 stone, quite remarkable. So when Jesus talks in that passage about, come to me, all who are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest, do you think he's talking about Eddie the Beast Hall, or going on holiday with lots of suitcases, or supermarkets, or even kneelers? Do you think he's talking about those things? You're not sure, are you? Maybe. What? Any ideas? What do you think Jesus is talking about? Has anybody got any thoughts about that? Anybody got any ideas? Fear. Fear? Yeah, Jesus could be talking about fear. Any other ideas of what he might be talking about? Burdens to lay down. Troubles. Yeah, absolutely. Anxiety. There are all sorts of different burdens we have in our life, aren't there? There are all sorts of different ways that we are weighed down. And I think the truth is that Jesus comes to take all of those things from us. Jesus comes to lift all of those burdens and give us freedom from all of those different things. And for each one of us here this morning, those burdens will be different to this, but they might feel every bit as heavy as 73 stone this morning. You might have that feeling in the pit of your stomach, just a heaviness and a sadness and a weight. And yes, Jesus definitely came to lift those burdens from us. There's no doubt about that at all. He came to bring us life and fullness of life. But what Jesus is talking about this morning, or in that passage rather, what he's talking about is a sort of slightly different kind of burden. He did come to lift all those things we've talked about, but the kind of burden that specifically Jesus is talking about is in this next picture. That finger wagging and pointing. You see, when Jesus was ministering, when he was going around and teaching in different places at different times, there were a group of people who did a job a bit like me, really. They were religious professionals. They were Pharisees and teachers of the law. And they went about teaching people what they thought about God. And one of the things the Pharisees did was they made longer and longer lists of rules. Rules, rules, rules. They were very good at finger wagging and telling people off. You shouldn't do this. God doesn't like it. You shouldn't do that. It's not right. Here's another list of rules to add. And sometimes I think that's how people view faith, isn't it? That's how people view Christianity. That sort of face of that lady there. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. And that makes me very, very sad because that's the opposite of what Jesus came to bring us. I needed two volunteers now. Two volunteers. Okay, come on then, Emily and Isabel, up you come. Okay, three girls, that's very bad, isn't it? Never mind. Okay, so, oh dear, you've got your Heelys on as well, haven't you? This could be a disaster. I haven't done a risk assessment for this one. Right, okay, Emily, do you want to stand right next to Isabel? Okay, legs together. School sports day season, isn't it? Okay, legs together, that's it. All right, okay. Now, what we're going to do here is a three-legged race. What do you reckon, girls? Manage it?
Right.
Okay, right. So can you hold back because I don't want you to trip over that? All right, so from here to the end of the church, after three, I want you to see as quickly as you can. Ready? One, two, three, go. Oh, it's not easy, is it? Okay, come on. Give them a round of applause. Come on, give them a cheer. Wow, I think that was 6 seconds. That was pretty impressive. How was it? Difficult, easy? Quite difficult. Madeline, would you want to help these lovely people get their sort of scarf off their legs? Now, what they were doing there, they were tied together, weren't they? In fact, we might say they were yoked together. This next picture gives us an idea of what a yoke is. A yoke is something which attaches two oxes together, and then there's often a plow put on the back so those oxes can pull along and can plow the earth ready for the farmer to come around and sow the seed. And Jesus says in that passage, if you remember what he said, my yoke is easy. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, sometimes what happens in life is that we feel, with all the expectations and the rules that are surrounding us, that we feel weighed down and we can feel attached or bound up to something that makes it very difficult for us just to go about our life, makes it very difficult for us to thrive, makes it very difficult for us to live life in the way that we want to do. And sometimes with these poor oxes, they had these great big burdens on them and they were all out of balance. You know what it's like, again, if you've got shopping kind of all heavy on one side and then on the other side hardly anything at all, you feel all out of balance. And sometimes the yoke was out of balance and it was very, very heavy. They were attached to things which were unhelpful. And Jesus is saying in this passage that sometimes that's what was happening with people in life because of all these finger-wagging Pharisees. They were giving them burdens that were too heavy. They were out of kilter. They weren't balanced. And Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You have the next and final picture. Next one, thanks. This is Jesus saying this in John's Gospel. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Not I came that they may have rules and have lots of them. I came that they may have life. In baptizing Poppy this morning, can I borrow Poppy for a minute? Can you come and have a cuddle? I haven't had a cuddle this morning with you, Poppy. Hello. I know. In baptizing Poppy this morning, we haven't... Oh. Lost my magic touch. Here, you have it back now. In baptizing Poppy this morning, we didn't baptize her into a list of rules and regulations. We didn't even baptize her into a religion as such. We baptized her into a friendship with Jesus. That's what Christianity is based on. A friendship, a relationship with Jesus, where we can live in the way that he's designed us and have abundant life, fullness of life, fullness of joy. Yes, there are some guidelines to help us to do that, but they're there for our own benefit. They're there for us to live well. So when you think about what Christianity is, when you think about what faith is, don't think about the finger-wagging Pharisees. Think about Jesus saying, I have come that you may have life. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. That's my prayer for Poppy this morning. My prayer for all of us that we'll discover that abundance of life and joy that is ours in Christ. Let's just pray. Father, thank you that you came that all of our burdens might be lifted, all of our cares and anxieties. And you came that we may have life in all its fullness, that you're not about rules and regulations, but you just want to have a friendship with us. You want to know us. You want us to know you. We pray that we'll be open to that life at work in us. In Jesus' name. Amen.